And welcome back to The Kennel with Pat and the Cat. Pat Poo's on Tristan Hobbs with you here on WJMF 88.7 HD2, bit.do/WJMF radio. I'm getting really good at that, aren't I?
You're good.
Killing that.
You don't even have to look at the sheet anymore.
I don't have to look at the sheet. I always have to like look over here, look up there to make sure I got the correct website. Not anymore. I'm crushing it. So we're now joined in studio by a couple field hockey players. The first time ever, we have two guests at once. We have Marissa Elizardo, goalie, and senior Elena Roskies. Girls, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So a couple weeks ago, we had Emily Perriman on and Coach Shaughnessy as well. This is
we tried to get Emily to laugh, but we couldn't get her to fully do the laugh.
The famous laugh.
We were challenged. Do you do a? Can you imitate it? You're looking at you like you can imitate
it. You're room with her, so you're
probably the best. Yeah, just like that. I don't know what I would have done if
she
laughed
like that.
We did not get that out of her,
but now we have it.
So good.
She definitely held back, no question.
Or maybe we're just not that funny.
I don't know. We got her laughing a little bit. She's wow, electric. So, girls, right before we had Emily on, of course, we didn't get the laugh, but we did get her to talk about the season a little bit and also kind of highlight what you guys possibly would have done for Halloween. Tristan showed me a couple pictures yesterday. Who was it that was dressed as Jigsaw?
Oh, my God, Grace Farrell.
Yeah.
Oh, Grace Farrell.
She won it, huh?
Did she take the costume?
She went all in.
Yeah, she goes in every Halloween. It's her favorite holiday. So every year she's something crazy. Last year she was the Grudge. The year before she was Eve and with like another teammate, Adam and Eve. So it was just a lot. But, yeah. So.
Wow.
What did you guys go as?
To be fair, I don't know what I was. I put a pumpkin on my head, like carved a pumpkin.
I was wondering who was in that costume.
Yeah, it was Bethany and I. We basically were just spooky. That was our goal.
Okay.
I went as a tacky tourist.
A tacky tourist.
Hard when you're a goalie because you have to still put the pads on.
Yeah.
Also,
you're limited.
Yeah. The khakis were kind of restrictive, but we made it work.
So what is it like playing field hockey in costume? Harder or easier?
Definitely harder. I had to take my pumpkin head off because my neck couldn't support it. But
gotta get that neck machine going.
I know. I have to start working a little harder with Basil. But yeah, it's pretty hard, especially if you can't see, like if you're wearing a mask.
So is it a real pumpkin?
Yeah, no, it was a real pumpkin.
Wow. So you carved a pumpkin and put it.
Yep, carved it and everything, gutted it, put it right on my head.
So that must.
Did you bake the seeds?
No, it was really overwhelming. It was like everywhere, so we kind of just chucked everything.
I did that once. Pretty good. You ever bake the seeds out of a pumpkin?
Bake seeds? No.
I heard it's really good.
Put a little like cinnamon on it a little bit.
Really? Okay. Not salt?
Salt. I mean, sorry. One of the two. I don't know. I'm not
cinnamon.
A cook. I'm not a chef.
Cinnamon salt?
Whatever.
You could do cinnamon sugar. You could do sweet
one or the
pumpkin
other.
Seeds. Either or. Depends what you're in the mood for.
I marinated my steak for the first time ever like 2 weeks ago, and I'm 30 years old. I'm not a cooker.
Wow. How long you marinated it for? Overnight?
No. A minute.
A minute?
Yeah. Not considered a marinade, probably.
Not a marinade at all.
I like plain chicken, and I like plain things.
So you accidentally dropped it in marinade and was like, I don't want it in there anymore.
Pretty much.
That's exactly what happened. So
we also asked Emily, before we get to the real stuff, about Shaughnessy's, Carla's treats.
Oh, of course.
Oh, good dad.
Your favorites. Do you have a favorite? Marissa, you first.
No, pretty much everything's good, but like anytime she bakes a cake, it's a game winner.
Yeah, all the cakes she makes for birthdays are amazing, and they're always personalized to the actual individual. Like Grace's was a donut cake made of 24 donuts.
Wow.
And it was just really good.
What was yours?
Like my birthday?
Yeah, cake.
Oh, well, my birthday's not in season, so yeah, but if she were to make it,
tough break.
It'd be coffee flavored. I love coffee.
Coffee-flavored cake?
Yeah, she made Grace's coffee-flavored icing.
Really?
Yeah,
she's a master
in the kitchen.
Genius.
What would yours be?
I don't know. We're, like, not here for my birthday. We're on break.
But what would it be, like, if you could imagine a cake specified just for you?
Maybe, like, in the shape of a goalie. I think that would be a nice challenge.
That would be a really large cake because...
full size
the
or
scaled
down?
Actual, full size.
What did she make today? She told us earlier.
Oh, I didn't. I don't
condensed
know.
Yeah, it is Treat Tuesday. Condensed milk biscuits, I think.
Oh, that's
something
right.
Like
that's what
that
she said. But now she's not in her office anymore, so now I have to go downstairs.
It's
the
a long
whole
walk,
thing now.
But it's totally worth it because you could use a walk after you eat whatever she bakes.
True.
Yeah.
I like her, the I think she makes from New Zealand. The hard biscuit type thing.
Oh, wait, yeah. I forget what it's called.
Whatever I call it.
She had them on the bus the other day.
The hard really crouton.
Good. The sweet crouton. That's what I call it.
But they're really good.
Yeah. It almost seems stale. Like, Carla, did you leave these out? Yeah. It's old.
But they're outstanding.
They're delicious. Everything she makes is just, it's wonderful.
But should we start up? Should we talk about field hockey now?
Yeah, a little field hockey. Why not? Yeah. Might as well.
You guys are in the MAC tournament.
Congrats! Yeah. Super exciting.
Friday.
Yeah.
11 o'clock against Fairfield. Mm-hmm. What's obviously good excitement here from the team? Are you guys thrilled?
Well, this is going to be my second time going. We went my freshman year, and it's super exciting, especially for me because I tore my ACL my freshman year, so I couldn't even play in the MAC tournament. So now I can actually play. And I think it's going to be great playing Fairfield again and winning again against them. So it'll be good. It'll be a tough game, but we'll come out on top.
Mm-hmm. Marissa, thoughts?
I think it's just really exciting. Like, I've never experienced the tournament before. And, like, we heard about it last year, but to actually be there and to have, like, come together at the right time to, like, peak and make the tournament is pretty exciting.
And now with that becomes you get to go down the day early and there's a banquet and they announce the all-conference. It's a lot of fun. How much are you looking forward to that? Not just the game, but just the whole experience.
I'm looking forward to it a lot. The banquet is so much fun. Just being in a room with, like, other teams and actually looking not like a field hockey player is probably the most exciting. Like, you're like, wow, we all look like girls for once. Yep. So it is fun and seeing everyone's accomplishments and, like, cheering on not only your own team, but, like, the people you play throughout the year. So it's awesome.
So I gave... Was it you and Jess Fleet the other day? A ride out to your locker room?
Yes, you did.
And now I noticed, now at this banquet on Thursday, are all the teams going to have shin pad tans on their legs?
Yes, most likely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm pretty sure all the dresses are like, don't cover our shin guard tans. So it should be funny, but...
I couldn't believe that. It's another October and you still have shin guard tans.
To be fair, it's been pretty warm and sunny our whole season. Like, it was 90 about 2 weeks ago.
What do you guys like about your chances going in? What do you?
So I think beating Fairfield during preliminaries was a great boost for us. Mm-hmm. It was pretty much an upset, even though we knew we can do it. So I think going into the semifinal game, we have a lot of confidence, knowing that we beat them before, and plus playing them, we know what their tactics are. Mm-hmm. And then potentially, if Monmouth wins, playing them again and getting redemption for our first game to them or loss.
Yeah, I think, like, going into, like, the conference tournament now, we've played everyone before, so we kind of, like, know, like, what each team's tendencies are, and I know, like, personally, after the Monmouth game, the first thing I said is I want a rematch, so, like, I'm just excited. I want to, like, go out there Friday, take on Fairfield, get a win, and then get a nice rematch.
Is there a focus? Obviously, you guys are talking about winning this game and going on. Is there a focus that you have going into this Fairfield game that you guys are...
Yeah, so definitely, they're going to come out hard since we did beat them. They're not going to come out flat like, you know, they have it in the bag. So it is going to be a hard-fought game, but we played really well against them. And as long as we bring the same intensity and energy we did the first time we played them, we should come out on top.
Yeah, I think if we, like, work and, like, make sure our passing game is on that day, like, that's what really, like, sets us apart and makes us successful is when we pass and, like, make those little runs. So yeah. I think that'll help.
Now, Elena, this question's for you. As you mentioned, you were on the 2013 team last time that team made it to the MAC tournament. Any differences or similarities between this year's team and that team?
I think this year's team, we want it so much more than we did my freshman year. Not that we didn't want it, but we won every game. Like, we had a really good record going into the tournament, and it was kind of just, like, expected. But this year, we had a hard-fought first half of the season, and we came together to make it to the MAC tournament, and it's the blood, sweat, tears that we've all put into this program over the past 3 years to get back here, so I think it means so much more to us.
Marissa, you have the unique opportunity of kind of watching the game unfold in front of you as the goalie. What have you seen from your team looking out over the field throughout the year that gives you excitement about this weekend and the confidence to going into it?
I think the biggest thing that's changed over the course of the season is mentally, like, how we approach it. In the beginning of the season, there were, like, times where there would be a lull in the, like, energy, and we would kind of, like, go down, and the energy would stay down. But, like, as we moved through the season, we would get into those lulls, but we would know how to pick ourselves up and, like, bring the energy back up, and I think that's part of what's led to our success.
One quick question, stepping up before Pat goes. First time you put on the goalie pads for Feel Lucky, why and how did that happen?
So it was middle school. I thought I was going to play soccer, but then I decided, like, at the last minute that I wanted to try field hockey, and I was afraid I was going to get cut from the team. So I was like, I'll play goalie. They need a goalie. They can't cut me if I'm the goalie. So I did that, and it just kind of stuck.
Do you need help putting the gear on?
Not anymore. Seventh grade was a bit of a struggle, but I've got it under control now.
She's learned. Now, of all the goalies, like, in just the world of sports, field hockey seems like it must have the most equipment. No question.
I don't know. At least the most unique equipment, because you don't have an actual you don't have a glove. It's just a pad, right?
Yeah, like, you can't catch it.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, weight, I think.
Because your shoes are padded, too, as well,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then hockey. Regular hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that difficult for you? I mean, you've played in the last 2 years. Yeah. This is now your sophomore year. You've played all but 8 minutes in goal for Bryant. Putting the pads on day in and day out, how strenuous does that get?
You just kind of get used to it. Like, you run differently with your gear on, and you, like, learn to walk differently, so everything's just kind of, like, different in and out of pads. It's just kind of like your second skin. Like, you get used to having it on that you don't really notice it anymore.
Favorite type of save to make?
They, like, dribble baseline, cross it, there's a girl on stroke, she one times it to the top corner, and you dive and make that stick save. It's the best feeling.
Time you've done that?
A lot. It's happened a couple times.
What has been the message from the leadership, from the coaching staff, throughout the year? Obviously, you mentioned this tough start, but you guys have seemed to stay with stride, not lose your focus, not put yourselves down. What's been the message?
Basically, the message has been the process. Mm-hmm. So even though we weren't winning in the beginning of the season, every game we were getting better. So our motto is trust the process. Like, yes, we're not winning, but every game we are getting better. The score is closer, our skills are tighter, and we knew that the moment we got to conference play that we would kill it, and that's what we did.
Now, you guys clinched on senior day against Siena. What was that atmosphere like, wrapping things up on really your final game in Rhode Island?
Yeah, it was surreal. After 4 years, you know, as a freshman, you never think that that'll be you one day when you watch the seniors walk out. So, that was crazy for me, but I knew from the moment that we stepped on the field that we were going to win. Our energy was up. Everyone wanted to win. And when we scored the first 3 goals in 10 minutes, I was like, we have this in the bag. This is going to be a really good game. And I think the best part is that we didn't let up. We just kept firing shots. Sometimes we kind of get complacent, and we just kept attacking the goal, and it turned out in our favor.
Word association here, Marissa. You have a defender that plays in front of you. I'm going to say your name, and then you send me the first thought that comes in your mind.
Okay.
Landon DeMarco.
Scary.
Wow. Now, I can't tell you how impressed I am. I've seen Lana in passing, and always, she's a good player. When I found out that she got hit in the face, played 2 days later with a bruise around her face, and I saw what it looked like, I gained so much more respect for her.
She is
unreal. Unreal. Like, there is no other word to describe Lana DeMarco.
Like, nothing
besides
phases her.
She's a champion.
What type of, do you feed off of when a player, like her, comes back 2 days after that and wants to play? Does that trickle down to you guys? Does that give you guys energy?
Definitely. I mean, her getting hurt even in our five-year-old game is honestly what pushed us to win. We were like, do it for Lena. Like, Lena didn't just take a ball to the face for us to lose. And we ended up winning that game. And just seeing her out there when we played Sacred Heart, it's like, whatever pain you have, it can't be worse than Lena. So suck it up and, you know.
But, man, incredible.
Unreal.
Yeah.